Hey guys, it's Hump Day Wednesday, jumping into 2 Thessalonians today, chapter 1, super short chapter today. This letter, as 1 Thessalonians was addressed from Paul, Silas, and Timothy, though Paul is the author of it. They wrote it to the same church in Thessalonica. And the entire first chapter of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 is thanking God for what he has done in the church. And I got to let you know, the second and third verses, every time I read this, I think of this church. I think of you. And again, I know not all of you are part of Celebration. I just want to tell you, if you're not part of Celebration and you've heard about this from somebody else, and I've heard about a lot of people who are doing this each day, not from Celebration, thank you for doing this. And I want to encourage you to plug into your church and make sure you dig deep roots there. But the second and third verse just resonates with me so much. And so I want to change the we to I. I always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know I prayed that as a prayer to God about you today. God's church, even if you're not part of Celebration, the church universal, all believers. I like this chapter because one of the things, other than what I just shared with you, is that Paul and his proteges, Silas and Timothy, they're complimenting the church on several things. And I've just kind of listed down the things that you'll read about that they complimented them on. Here's what I want you to do as I read through these. I want you to ask yourself, do I want people saying this about me? Do I want to do this in my life so much that other people recognize it? Not to bring myself glory, but to bring God glory. Here's what Paul says. He compliments them or affirms them for their work in the faith. What does that mean? They're doing ministry. You know, I'm the pastor of the church, but there are other pastors at the church. There are other staff members of the church. And every single person who calls themselves part of the church is to do work in the faith, not just something that we do as a job. You don't have to be a vocational pastor, but you are called to do work in the faith. He also tells them that he's impressed that they became imitators of him and Silas and Timothy, their leaders, that they imitated their leaders. And in turn, because of their walk in their work in the faith, it tells us that they became models for other believers. Are you a model for other believers? If other people who walk into the church or other people you run into in the community, when they run into you, do you feel that you model what it looks like to be a devoted follower of Jesus Christ? And then the result of this, he says, is their faith was known all over the place. The whole region, people knew about their faith. Now, I'll tell you what, that's a tall order for us, isn't it? To live our life so Christ-centered that it's known all over. What if God would look at you and say, I can do that with you, because he can. And then it tells us that they turned from their idols, the way of the world, to serve God. Have you turned from the idols of this world? We're not just talking about golden calves or Greek gods. We're talking about idols of this world. Money, fame, success, acceptance, wokeism, what you name it, whatever the world says is important. Is that less important to you than following Jesus? Or is it more important to you? I want to encourage you as you go through this reading today to say, wow, that's something that I want people to say about me. At my funeral, I want them to say that about me. So pick something out in the reading today from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Can't wait to be back with you again tomorrow.